Secondly, we already have a problem with youth popping cars in all our cities across the state. What makes you think they're not gonna pop a desk and take a gun? Use common sense. Common sense. Literally putting guns in the hands of individuals who are not even law enforcement agents. They don't even have the training for true de-escalation, as if they go through these sorts of situations every day. Thirdly, let's not even talk about mass shooters. Let's put that to the side. Let's talk about some issues that's going on in the urban core that goes on in my school district, about gang violence that goes on in school. Say, for example, two gentlemen, 6'4", 6'5", ninth grade, probably the size of my own son would be. He's anticipated to be well over 6 feet. They get into an argument in the classroom. You got a teacher who's standing 5'6". We know she can't break up the fight, so she pulls out the gun and shoot because she feels scared when two guys on the football team having a disagreement in the classroom. And because the SRO officer can't get there enough, she feels like she's enabled to pull out a gun to break up a simple fight. That is going to happen with this bill. And what if she decides to shoot that kid? Those same kids get into a fight. They know that teacher got a gun. They pop the desk and take out the gun and shoot the other kid. Don't think it won't happen. Teachers are already getting their guns and belongings stolen out the parking lot of schools. Do you think it won't happen in a school building? Guys, this is irresponsible. Teachers don't want it. The school districts don't want it. Nobody doesn't want it. It's not going to work. It's going to cause more school shootings. I ask that we legislate with common sense. What happened today is a gallery full of mothers who are concerned, and we put them out because you're trying to put guns in teachers' hands. We ought to be ashamed, Mr. Speaker. That's unacceptable. And Mr. Speaker, I ask my colleagues if they care about the children, if we are really pro-life, like we claim to be in this state, I ask that you don't put our children's lives at risk by putting more and more guns in the schools when guns are the leading cause of death for children in Tennessee. Let's not increase those rates. Let's change the statistics, and let's do some smart legislation that actually keeps kids safe. Thank you.
That is another thing that's going on and around the country. And Rick and I urgently ask you to check out what's going on in your community. Pennsylvanians, you have a election coming up on Tuesday. Don't forget to go vote for your choice. And don't get fooled by the okey-doke. We'll check you out next week, finally. And you have a safe and peaceful week. Take care.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Got some can in the background. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for the radio calendar. The radio calendar? Sure. Anyway, here are some things going on in our fair city. The Pittsburgh Center for Arts and Media will host a plein air paint out on April 20th and 21st. The two-day event will take place from 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Sunday. Ein plein air is a French expression that I don't know how to say properly, but it means in the open air and is used to describe the art of painting outdoors. This new event will utilize the Mellon Park campus to celebrate the art of painting outdoors. The plein air painting experience will be guided by local artists Tyler Gedman and Joshua Hoffman, who will be available throughout both days for questions and advice. Information and registration for April 20th and 21st is available at pghartsmedia.org/catalog/course. While you're at the Pittsburgh Center for Arts and Media, you should check out an exhibition with artist Ron Copeland titled The Story of the Blissfield General Store and the Pure Bliss Advertising Campaign. Ron Copeland explores his great-grandfather W.W. Moore's history of owning the local general store in a small farming town named Blissfield. The town sprung up in the 1890s. When the Pennsylvania Railroad extended a commuter and freight line through the Sleepy Ohio Valley. As America shifted away from the rails and into the driver's seat of the automobile, Blissfield was cut off from its lifeline. The show is on display now through June 2nd at PCA&M, which is located at 1047 Shady Avenue in Shadyside. Again, more information is available at pghartsmedia.org. Liberty Magic presents History of Magic Part 1, a sketch comedy show featuring magic, singing, stage combat, sideshow, and more to satirize magic from its birth in 2700 BC all the way up to modern day. Written by and starring two performers who happen to be chaotically good friends and partners in crime, Hayden Alcorn and Nathan Fan. They have performed separately on TV shows, cruise ships, and stages across the globe, and are uniting to team up for a show that they've been working on for over 5 years. History of Magic Part 1 is presented now through May 12th at Liberty Magic, which is located at 803 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. More information is available at trustarts.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a snack and or a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339. Which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving on to more live music happening in our city tonight. At Preserving Underground, you can catch Wrist Meets Razor, along with the Requiem and Silenus. Pacing will be at the Roboto Project, along with Copeland James, Frame and Mantle, and Dewey Decibel System. Club Cafe is hosting Scott H. Byram, along with Adrian and Meredith. Dear Nora and Gina Gorey will be at the Government Center. Versus Self will be at Spirit Hall. Proxima Parada will be at Thunderbird, along with Oliver Hazard and Jeff Taylor. Troll 2 will be at Little Giant, along with Somnier, Brotherman's Funky Lamp, and Colin and the Crows. Anxietia, I don't know how to say the name of this band. Anxietia, sure. Anyway, they're playing at Remedy, along with Sundress, Fuzznaut, and Onion. I don't know. Anyway, and at Club Pittsburgh, you can catch Kill Alters, along with Murder Pack, KFC, MC, Five Star Hotel, Woody, and Cut Ups. That's Five Star Hotel and Woody and Cut Ups. It's going to be a confusing radio calendar. On Thursday night, Kristen Pacelli will be at the Greer Cabaret Lounge. Apes of State will be at Roboto Project, along with Moon Bandits, Spud Bugs, and Small Void. Bottle Rocket is hosting Workwife, along with King Blue Heron. Club Cafe has Chris Trapper, along with Alice Peacock. Grace Gardner and May Krell will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, and the Faux Paws will be at the Pittsburgh Winery, along with the Sweaty Already String Band. On Friday, Dylan Scott is at Stage A. Willie Watson is at Club Cafe, along with Thor Platter. Murder for Girls will be at the Government Center with Twist and Writhe and the Spills. Pittsburgh Winery is hosting Meeting of Important People, along with the Rec Kids. Funhouse at Mr. Small's is hosting Chariot Fade and the Garment District, who are having a double release show. They're playing along with Jackson Scott and Bus Crates. Ivy Lab will be at Thunderbird, along with Anna Morgan, Dicey, and I Am Music. On Saturday, the David Throckmorton Trio and the Tony Gray Trio will both be at Con Alma. Throckmorton Trio has the early shift from 5:30 until 8:30. Tony Gray Trio has late shift from 9 until 11:55. That's 11:55. Government Center is hosting a long record store day thing starting at 2. Hosting the Ill-Fitting Party, Selenis and St. Christopher, Judge Russo, Kiss Whistle, Bat Radar, Jackson Scott, The Jack Moves, Broad X, and Pro Video. Music all day. Cana Dolce and Cana Brava will be at City Winery, which I'm sure I didn't pronounce their names correctly, so you should go and find out how to say it properly. Connected will be at the Greer Cabaret Theater. Roboto Project is hosting Echo Astral, along with Pop Music, Fever Dream, Natural Rat, and Lilith. Priscilla Block will be at the Roxian with Ryan Larkins. Crazy in the Brains will be at the Club Cafe, along with Crisis in America and Right On Warriors. Quitterati will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls with Oov and Dr. Hollywood. Mr. Smalls is hosting the Ghost Club with Fuller and Jack Swing. Pittsburgh Winery is hosting Nashville for a later show after the show that I cannot pronounce. Benjamin Todd and the Lost Dog Street Band will be at Thunderbird. On Sunday, Wolf Eyes is playing at Brillo Box, along with Ben Opie, Slacking, Crystal Boys Supergroup, and DJ Night Glare. Collate will be at Government Center, along with Difficult Customer and I4A. And I think we'll wrap it up there. If you, your band, your social event, your rapidly slowing musical endeavor, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send that. While I have your ear, I should ask you how we can grow vibrant communities. The answer is with trees, tree-lined walkways, and parks in every neighborhood. Encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. This is a message from the Sustainable Urban Forests Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT, where the T stands for tree. There's a playlist available for this show at WRCT.org, but I'll tell you right now, this is Can.
när Lejardén den 13 februari 1915 är den grint var kommen innan fjören i Sandvik. Det var så rent vir att kvalpen där kom till gången. Det var inte vir att komma i båten ur kvalpa och till Sandvik. Det var fyra båtar som sandvikinkar hej manna och låg vi reser upp i rynten och tar falken kan komma. Ja, man säger ju att fatt kan fejen fåra. Och ett år att här så, det må man nog ha samma här. Sexmannafär i omkomst var två enar kanske truttjar till fyra boss långt innanför jobben. Olöje fatt nio iver båten. Han kvar upp. Men då han kom ur ontan att bråten flöjt han rätt ju. Nästa bråte lägg i atter ur livbåten. Eisen är nu tar jag till Helma i av flejtarna rätt hjul. Men så kom trea bråte. Då han tar kom ontan att rattle. Kom han och lyckas som ett kant i uppbåten. Jora Olöj lägger så atter ur livbåten. Då var hon som med av oss. Minne båteren i omkomst var ett stort fyramannafär. Hans långtes lejsare luft runt. Det ägnaist av einen manne att bliva fast i vian och tata lua i atter slapparna kör. Medan ödlhes i oglune gink är eisen i ein trije båteren innanför i allar hinar båten. Som båteren rör ute genom öll ólöjnu fullur undir stokkanar af sjók og kemur á rettjölu út um allan fara. Okur og í vóri her fasti hann hún er klorlega sumtja og í eisen passa að her fór fram ein herrans með rek. Ein sjónlig Guds undir hér, en þessum báturinn kundu koma fram við lúfum. Men Guds hand er sterk. Mankan hefur það vissið að vera stórur múnur hvað tóið við meður eðla menn, allais er að gera. Og þegar úslið þar fengið úsum hjáttum. Men láti hér sýtt unga lúi.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Hey there. You are listening to your favorite radio station, WRCT. It's a band called Iota with a song called The Returner. They've got an album out relatively recently, I believe. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. There's an album called Pentasomnia from Iota that has that song on it. You can go find it. The Bunyip Moon before that with a song called The Flies Buzzed in a Great Silence. Altars of the Moon before that with a song called The Longing from their Colossus and the Widow LP. A band that I think is pronounced, whose name I think is pronounced Hamford, but I'm not sure because the D looks like a weird letter, so I'm probably saying it wrong. The name of the song is also probably not pronounced Men Good Hund Erstürk. It's probably pronounced some other way. Again, playlist available at wrct.org. You can go check and determine for yourself. We started off with some live can from the Live in Paris 1973 album. One of them sessions with Damo on it, which is always a good thing. So it's like 19-ish minutes until 8 o'clock. You're listening to Consolidation. This band is called Rope Sect. So I guess maybe I should tell you what you are listening to, what that was. That was a new song from Fluids. They have a new album out Friday, I think Friday, real soon. New album called Reduced Capabilities. That was their cover of Moby's God Moving Over the Face of the Waters. A band called Naw before that, just N-A-W, not G-N-A-W, with their cover of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darks, Electricity. That's from a compilation called New Wave Donut. It's all punk rock bands covering new wave songs. Worth searching out. Alexi before that with Four Letter Word off of his Rock and Roll Paint Job LP. We started off with some new Rope Sect. A song called Rope of the Mundane Love off of their new Estrangement LP. Estrangement. So you are listening to a show called Consolidation, which is on a radio station called WRCT, which is brought to you in part by a fine establishment known as Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors, although not usually all at the same time. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh. There's one in Squirrel Hill. There's one in Oakland. You should visit their website at Rita's Ice. That's RITASICE.com to find the nearest Rita's for your convenience. Nearest Rita's? Sure. If you or your Italian Ice stand are interested in underwriting our radio station, send some email to pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And we thank you. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that your eyes are the windows to your health. So you should schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. I should schedule an eye exam. Dang. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message for you from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and from WRCT, where we have a band called Ingested